This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Larimer County Sheriff says they're working with residents evacuated because of the Cameron Peak fire. Spokesman Jared Kramer says at least five communities west of Fort Collins are under mandatory evacuation orders. More are under voluntary orders.
We go to every residence and knock on the door, try to make contact with anybody who's there.
Dry, windy conditions helped the fire spread quickly toward more populated areas such as Laurie State Park. Highway 34 between Loveland and Estes Park is closed. The 135,000-acre fire is the third largest in state history. Glenwood Canyon's rest areas, bike path, and river access remain closed after the Grizzly Creek fire burned more than 32,000 acres. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the public still cannot use the Hanging Lake Trail.
People cannot stop in the scenic canyon because of safety concerns. The Colorado Department of Transportation says damage from the fire can still cause debris flows, mudslides, and rockfalls in areas along I-70. CDOT says the closures will also help officials evacuate people as soon as possible if the interstate closes. This winter, CDOT will work with various agencies to determine when it's safe to reopen parts of Glenwood Canyon. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
An accident has closed I-70 in both directions east of Palisade. No estimate for reopening. CDOT says drivers can detour over the Grand Mesa. This is CPR.